too bad. After completing 4 sections, stopping each time after 50 steps and sitting down for 2 or 3 minutes, Ryan realized, to his enormous relief, that he could make it. He definitely wasn't going to die, after all. Not today, anyway. Finally, the top of the canyon was less than 200 feet above them. The track here was better preserved, and there had even been a couple of stretches where the original wooden handrail remained.
It's odd how the mind can win out over the body.
How's that?
2 hours ago, I seriously thought I was going to shake hands with the Reaper. Haven't felt as rough for a long time.
What about now?
Now, I still haven't had any water. Been climbing all the time. But I know I can make it.
Trader was sitting on a bench carved from the living rock, his long legs stretched out, admiring the view down to the bottom of the canyon and the slender, white-flecked worm of blue-green that was the river.
No sign of JB and Abe. Still, we don't know which rim of the gorge they're on.
During the long hours of the steep climb, neither Trader nor Ryan had mentioned the real possibility that both of their friends might have perished during the carnage of the powerful earthquake. A protruding bluff had closed them off from any sight of the ruins for the past 600 or 700 feet. Now they were finally safely on the top of the trail, and the plateau was open, dotted with trees. The old building was visible, a quarter mile away, with smoke rising from one of its chimneys.
I don't like it.
Looks safe.
Looks to me like it was made from last year's spider webs.
JB shook his head.
Now we have to get across the river, Abe. Last glimpse I had of Ryan and Trader was when they were under the cliff on the other side of the canyon. If they manage to get out of there, then they'll likely be over on the east.
But suppose that bridge is wrecked when we get all the way down there?
Then we climb back up again. Or watch out for some way of taking to the water.
You got a hell of a nerve, John Dix. You can see the spray. We've looked into the mouth of some of them rapids. No way anyone could have ridden the Whitewaters. No way at all.
So we take the bridge. Difficult to see with the sun rising over that side, but I'm sure I can make out a trail up to the top there.
Abe wiped sweat off his face. There was a livid bruise on his right cheek, where he'd failed in his attempt to mount one of the fleeing, terrified horses. It had been scant consolation that even the super-competent armorer had also been unable to stop any of the animals. They hadn't seen any sign of any of the horses since the quake.
But what if we do get down and across? And look over there. There's that side river we have to get over, too. And then we find out you're wrong and there's no track at all. You saying we come all the way back up here again?
If that's what it takes. How many rounds you got, Abe?
Full load and about 12 spares.
I got an extra clip for the Uzi and a few spares for the Smith & Wesson scattergun.
It was a source of wonderment to the little gunner how JB showed so few signs of their ordeal. Abe's own clothes were covered in sandy mud, and he was a mass of bruises and cuts, as if he'd been dragged through a hedge backward. But the armorer somehow managed to look much like he always did. The fedora, admittedly dusty around the crown, perched solidly on his head, the glasses, admittedly a little smeared, high on the bridge of his thin nose, the coat pockets filled with all manner of esoteric tools and equipment, and the Uzi and the M4000 shotgun, cleaned and oiled, immaculate as though they'd just been taken out of their original maker's containers.
Well, let's go look at that bridge.
The track was steep, partly broken up, leading down from the rim of the canyon toward the side channel of the river. It took over an hour to make their way through the growing heat. The sun, almost directly overhead, was filling the canyon with its bright fire. It was impossible to reach the main channel and the skittering bridge without first finding some way over the slower-moving tributary. Abe looked down at the sullen, dark-green water. They were less than 100 feet distant, but a fierce thorn hedge blocked their passage, seemingly impenetrable.
How are we going to get through that?
JB studied it carefully.
You see the tracks by the water's edge? Means animals come down. If they can get through it, then so can we.
Abe nodded and did a quick wreck.
There! Kind of a narrow tunnel about the size of a big possum. We can easily crawl along that if we keep low.
Might be a better way. I'm sure some of the tracks I saw from up yonder belong to deer. They'd have opened up a wider path. We can check up and downstream.
But Abe was in too much of a hurry. He dropped to his hands and knees, making sure first that his stainless steel Colt Python was still in its holster. Then he lunged forward into the narrow tunnel through the sharp thorns. Behind him, JB had stopped, crouching and looking intently at the maze of tracks in the soft earth.
Come on, JB. It's fine. Ow. You get a few snags, but it's got to be close to the other side. I can't see the other side exactly.
The armorer looked up, as if he'd been struck by an apocalyptic vision.
Dark night!
You call me?
Tracks, Abe. Get out of there.
Why?
Main tracks here, leading in where you've gone. They're made by a skunk.
I didn't quite hear what you... Oh, no. There's a skunk in here. Holy shit! Oh, shit! God damn it, help! Oh, fuck!
The wind was blowing strongly down the side canyon toward the main river. The armorer began to back away, but enough of the skunk's foul spray filtered back to him.
Damn you, Abe!
JB had gone only 40 yards or so upstream, finding that the deer had picked their own wider path through the jagged thorns of the tall hedge. He had simply followed them, keeping to leeward of the hapless Abe. The skunk had vanished into the brush, but it had left its mark. Abe had eventually emerged onto the gently shelving strip of beach, his face as green as spring grass, his chest and pants slobbered with his own puke. When he saw the armorer coming along the side of the river, he made a move as though he were going toward his old friend, and stopped when the muzzle of the Uzi came up to cover him.
One more step and I blow you in half, Abe. I swear I'll do it.
Well, what can I do?
Pre-dark remedy was tomato juice. We don't have any.
So?
So, get in the river and strip off, Abe. Best you can do.
Urged on by JB, Abe had scrubbed at his clothes with handfuls of the fine silver sand that lined the river, scraping at his skin and hair to try to remove the insidious miasma that clung to him like a discarded lover.
I can't tell whether I still stink or not. I reckon it's gone.
Wish I could agree with you. Truth is, you're still no bouquet of violets. Give it another half hour and then try again.
I'll have turned into a pink prune by then.
And that would be worse than the smell?
Point taken.
The bridge was more solid than it looked from the top of the cliffs. The wires that had originally held it together had largely rotted and corroded, but they'd recently been replaced and strengthened by long cables of hand-spun rope. JB went first, the Uzi and shotgun both across his shoulders, testing each step of the way, hanging onto the handrails on both sides. Abe followed him, breathing an enormous sigh of relief as he reached dry land on the eastern shore of the main river.
Whew! I'm glad as hell that's over.
JB held up his hands.
Can you still keep way clear of me, Abe, just for a while longer?
There was yet another narrow trail, this time winding up toward the rim of the gorge. It was a hard climb, but JB kept Abe plodding on by pointing farther south along the vast waste of the canyon.
See the way the cliffs get higher a few miles that way? Lucky we aren't trying to scramble out there.
It's bad enough here.
Abe sat down cross-legged in the dirt, sweat trickling down his pale face, dripping off the drooping ends of his mustache. JB was scanning the land around them, concentrating on a heat-hazed blur about 5 miles to the south, right on the edge of the sheer drop.
Some kind of redoubt or something up ahead. Seems like I can see smoke coming from it.
We going there or going around it? You know, food and drink would be good.
A hemp rope around the throat wouldn't be so good. Who knows? Let's take this journey a single step at a time and start by reaching the top.
No, you're worse than the traitor, JB. You know that.
You think that, Abe? After your time with him? The one great truth about the Deathlands is that nobody, repeat, nobody, is worse than traitor.
Near the top, the trail began to widen out. The crest of the climb was barely 100 feet above them, and Abe had become far more cheerful, ignoring JB's warnings to slow down and watch where he was going.
I can see the way clear now!
You said something like that when you walked into a backfiring skunk, Abe. And I'll tell you what, roses and violets you still aren't.
The gunner grinned, hesitating only to wipe perspiration from his eyes.
You're jealous. You can't keep up with a lively stud like me, huh? Is